It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Today, we make our final stop in Winnebago County, Wisconsin. All week, we've been hearing people talk about their lives and choices this election year. It's part of our series, First in Maine, where we're visiting swing counties and swing states and doing a lot of listening. Today, we go a half hour south of the city of Oshkosh to a rural area of the county to visit a family that owns a fish restaurant right on the shore of Lake Winnebago. I'm walking out on the lake on a dock here with Sean Wendt. And Sean, tell us about Lake Winnebago. This is pretty beautiful.
Lake Winnebago, the upriver lakes, is great right now with fishing, duck hunting. You have your different types of panfish, the perch and the bluegills. They are tremendous. And then the walleyes, very good summer walleye fishing out here on Lake Winnebago.
Sean Wendt walks from the dock over to some picnic tables where a few rambunctious kids have built a makeshift fort.
These your boys right here?
Yep.
And how old are they?
Zach and Sawyer, 9 and 6.
All right. What do you got there?
Guns, Nerf guns.
Nerf guns.
Daddy, can you hand me my bullet?
Don't point it at people, Sawyer.
The restaurant is a family affair. It's been in business for 5 decades. And Sean tells us the person we really need to meet is his mom, Linda Wendt.
Hey, I'm David.
She sneaks up to the picnic table amid the barrage of Nerf bullets.
You get those contraptions from...
Linda Wendt's wearing a turquoise sundress with white framed sunglasses and long, brightly painted fingernails. At the restaurant, she is the person in charge, overseeing a staff of almost 50 people. And that, more than anything, has made her feel a connection to Republican Mitt Romney.
He has done what I've done, so I can relate to him. I mean, he's made a payroll. You know, he's hired, fired people. He's ran businesses, many businesses. He did the Olympics. I mean, I guess I look at that. He knows what business goes through and what it takes to run a business. President Obama doesn't know that. And that doesn't mean one way or the other thing. That's not his fault. He just doesn't know what it takes to do it, and that, you know, yeah, a business probably does make more than the people that you're hiring, but that's what it's about. They can work hard to get to where you are if they so desire. You know, I mean, we're a free country, and that's what it's about, I think.
You being a woman in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. you are like a coveted vote for you know, you're in a swing state, and the, mm-hmm. the campaigns are battling over
right.
how to attract women.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of issues that they seem to talk about, you know, social issues,
right.
abortion. I mean, can you tell me what you think in general about some of those social issues that...
Well, I guess, you know, right now, they're saying that women, you know, are leaning more towards the Democrat vote, whatever, because Republicans are against women and, oh my goodness, don't want them to have birth control or what have you. But I guess I don't feel that way. I don't think religion needs to be in politics together like that. I look at it as a woman that I don't expect you to pay for what I need. I mean, regardless whether it is contraception or whatever it might be in life. And again, if we're talking about contraception, there's tons and tons of places you can go to that it's free. The government doesn't have to pay for that. Well, in a way, I guess the government is at a lot of these places, but, you know, I don't think this needs to be an issue. This isn't an issue, I don't. For me, it's not an issue. And I was young once, and in these situations that these girls are in, and I would never have thought to ask somebody to. It was my problem.
I hear a lot of self-reliance, that's a very important thing for you in your life, like doing things on your own.
Absolutely. You know, when I took over this business, I was scared. I thought, how am I going to do this, you know, what have you? And then I thought, you know what? I know how I'm going to do it. Just who I am and what I'm going to do, and I'm going to struggle, and that's what it's about, and I'm going to succeed. And I did. And that's what you got to do. You got to tell yourself you can do it no matter who you are. You can do it if you want to. That's just how I feel. That's how I was raised.
And she was raised in a family that values hospitality. And that explains one thing we notice. Here we are in the thick of an election year, and there's not a single campaign sign on the property. The way Linda Wendt sees it, especially in a political swing county, why risk turning off even a single potential customer? Then again, she probably wouldn't have put up an Obama poster anyway.
Well, of course, he's a dynamic speaker. I mean, he's excellent. But my thinking and his thinking are different, and we're at that time, and they are now.
And how would you, if you were to describe your thinking and his and how they're different, like, how would you?
I don't think there's anything that's the same. He doesn't understand small business or any business. My moral views are totally different than him. There are some issues that I think he's right on, but very few.
What do you mean by moral issues? Tell me, what's important to you morally?
I don't believe in abortion. You know, I believe in life and whatever you can do to keep the life going on. I mean, that's, again, what's happening. I mean, everywhere. I mean, this is, again, a free country that, you know, we need population. We need more people to keep the country going. And if anybody can get an abortion at any time or any other ways of stopping life, what is the point? I mean, and I believe there are certain times and when there, and the mother's life is at stake or whatever. I'm not that, you know, I get that. But I just, that'd be one really big issue, really where we're opposite, you know.
You feel a sense of connection with Romney as a fellow business owner. How deep is the connection with him as a candidate? You feel like
I obviously feel that he's definitely on a bigger percentage going to understand where somebody like me is coming from, whereas President Obama doesn't get it. And you know what? Lots of times I vote for the person, and I have, and I give money to people that are on my page, and it doesn't matter where they're from, what political party they're from.
So you voted for Democrats in the past when you've liked them?
Tons of times.
Is there a president you remember who was a Democrat who you supported?
Clinton.
Clinton both times?
Yep, both times.
It's interesting because Clinton was also a lawyer and hadn't run a business. And, you know, Obama, lawyer, hasn't run a business. Mm-hmm. But Clinton did something to connect with you.
Right. Well, I felt like he understood me and what I was doing for a living. I don't feel that way with President Obama. I just don't. There's nothing that tells me that he understands.
And let me just ask you about health insurance. What is the effect of the new healthcare law on your business as you see it?
Well, I don't know exactly yet because it's not all implemented, you know. But, it won't be good. It'll cost more. Supposedly, with small business, if you have over 50 employees, then you need to do something. It'll affect those. I don't have 50 yet. I have 46. But you know what? I won't get 50. You know what I mean? That means I'm going to have to pay. And that's a lot of small business just won't hire anybody else.
So you would, if the laws that you'd have to provide, if it's over 50, would make sure to stay under 50.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Romney has spoken out against the president's health care law. Some Democrats point out that a lot of the ideas came from Romney in Massachusetts when he was governor. Does that give you pause?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Absolutely. And, of course, he's somewhat backing away from it and saying, well, you know, it was a trial or whatever. And he said, well, it didn't work the way I planned or whatever. No, it didn't. But I would be very interested to see what he's... I would like to hear more.
From Romney, dealing with that.
Absolutely, you know. Because that's one area I don't feel real comfortable about with Mr. Romney.
We wrap up our conversation, and Linda Wendt heads inside the restaurant to make sure her kitchen is getting that famous fried perch ready for the lunch crowd.
How long does perch have to fry up?
A couple of minutes.
How do you know it's perfect?
By looking at it when it's nice golden brown.
Golden brown.
This Lakeside Fish restaurant is our final stop in Winnebago County, Wisconsin. And we'll be continuing our series First in Maine, listening to more voters into the fall. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.